And now it's time for 300 Villages, our weekly trip around the state. Folks in this community once took a ferry to get to Fairbanks, and if you listen closely, you'll get a tip about how to win the Nanana Ice Classic. If you guessed Anderson, you're right.
My name's Randy Whitty from Anderson. We're about 82 miles south of Fairbanks. I remember as a kid, you know, we always travel the, you know, Alaska Railroad and get our supplies, and then that was mainly our only means of transportation at the time was the railroad, and then naturally we had the ferry system in Nenana, so it was a pretty tough go. It was a pretty challenging way to live. At one time, you know, there was no bridge that went across the Nenana River until the bridge was built in Nenana. We all had to, you know, go across the ice in the winter, and then in the summertime you had to catch the ferry. You know, they had a daily ferry. It got to be 60 below, and yeah, I'll tell you, it's challenging. A lot of people burn wood, you know, wood stoves, wood heat, and I'll tell you, you hunker down and you just make sure that your furnaces are running and you just keep stoking that fire and watch a lot of TV, do a lot of little projects, clean your closets out, anything you can do to keep yourself entertained. Oh yeah, there's a few trails around, you know, and but at them types of temperatures, there's people not doing much of anything except for you might get a neighbor that calls you to help them because their furnace broke down or they need to get a little wood or their vehicles broke down. So it's a pretty friendly little town, you know. You always want to help your neighbor because you never know when you might need to call on your neighbor. Yeah, you know, everybody more or less gauges if you have the Nenana that flows in to the Tanana. And when you normally see the Nenana has gone out, you can figure about a week later the Tanana is going to go out. So that's always a pretty good gauge of when the Tanana is going to flow free for the summer. Yep, the Anderson Bluegrass Festival, yes. It's been pretty successful. We have about 3,000 people that attend that every summer now, and it seems like it's getting a little bit more organized every year. We learn a little more, you know. Our motto kind of basically is we want to keep it as a family event. We're just a small little community, and it's everybody's pretty friendly, and just stop by in the summertime. We have a beautiful park there. It's a great place to be. Come check it out.
That was Randy Whitty in Anderson. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio.